Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarao of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll remind everyone to grab your study tools, your notepads, your iPads, your pens, your pencils, your highlighters, your Bibles, and all those other things that are needed for a good study. As always, I want to thank Father for allowing us to come together. We're going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather together at this moment as we embark upon a new Sabbath day to come in. We thank you for the loving kindness that you've shown us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the lessons and the blessings. But ultimately, we thank you for choosing us to give ear to your Son and to take on his burden, take on your will for our lives. And we ask of thee, Father, to continue to strengthen us in all the ways that we need strengthening. We thank thee for taking care of the sick, the ones that are sick both physically, mentally, emotionally. And we thank you for giving us the strength and the wisdom to assist those in whom you put in our path to bring them to the light of your truth. We thank thee in the name of Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer, and soon coming King. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Good evening once again. I'm Yarao, your host for Can It Be That Simple? And this lesson, excuse me, the Father brought to my mind. And it's in light of what we're going through and in this world today. And he gave me a few scriptures to encourage everyone to hold on to him, hold on to his ways, hold on to his truth. But he is protecting us. But I'm going to start off with the title of this particular lesson. It is, who are you insured with? Are you in the good hands of Allstate? Or are you trying to get a discount, a 15% discount through Geico? Or are you dealing with State Farm because they are a good neighbor? Or do you have Nationwide on your side? Who are you insured with? And hopefully by the end of this lesson, you'll realize that Yahweh is insured, is your insurance company, and that you should trust in your insurance company, and that is Yahweh and his agent, Yahushua, who gave you a good plan of salvation. But the question is, do you want his salvation? Or you want a good neighbor? Or are you banking on the good hands of Allstate? Or are you making sure that your pockets are full by saving that 15% of Geico? Or you just want to be worldwide and deal with the nation and hope that they be on your side? So we're going to start off in 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. And it reads, Elijah came near to all the people and said, how long will you waver between two sides? If Yahweh is mighty one, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. The people answered him not a word. The Father had me start off here because we have to understand in this time, are we going to choose Yahweh or are we going to choose the world for our insurance, for our well-being? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. And it reads, what then shall we say about these things? If Yah is for us, who can be against us? And the Father took me here because one of the things that we have to understand is that when Yahweh brought the people out of Egypt, he allowed them to witness and be a part of 10 plagues. 10 plagues. And they witnessed these things. Some of them were victims of these plagues. But in the end, he brought his people out of Egypt. And he showed the Egyptians who he was. And he made a name for himself. And as we read in the scriptures, people knew about the mighty one of Israel. People, other nations, did not want to interact or deal with the nation of Israel, and definitely didn't want to be on the bad side of Israel. Why? Because of their mighty one. That mighty one is our mighty one. That mighty one is who we are supporting. That mighty one is supporting us. And when we go to that story, that history, that happening, we read about how Yahweh was before them at a cloud by day and a flame by night. He protected them on all sides. And we have to understand that he protects us also on all sides. But one of the things that he always said or always say, listen to me. Hear my voice. Be attentive to what I'm saying to you. And we've been over in various scriptures how in the beginning, how Adam failed to comply, failed to listen. And we're supposed to learn from the mistakes of our forefathers. And we are supposed to learn from the good times too, their levels of obedience. And we're supposed to also learn from their levels of disobedience, so that we can be balanced and so that we can ensure within ourselves that Yahweh is for us always and that we should grant him the same support that he gives us. From here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 to 37. And it reads, again, you have heard that it was said to them of old, you should not make false vows, but shall perform to Yahweh your vow. But I tell you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is the throne of Yah, nor by earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your head, for you can't make one hair white or black. But let your yea be yea and your no, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Whatever more than these is of the evil one. So right, the Father led me to this scripture, because originally he led me to verse 37, the last verse, and I'll read it again. And it reads, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, whatever is more than these is of the evil one. But then I read a few scriptures up and I just wanted to read it all to you, because we have to make a decision. And the decision that we make, the Father is going to give us, or give us the support that we need in the decision that we make. But we have to have the faith that he's going to honor our decision. And understand, one of the things that the scripture says, count the cost. So if we choose a decision, stand on the decision that we make and deal with whatever comes our way because of the decision that we make. 1 John chapter 12, verse 35 and 36. And it reads, Yahushua therefore said to them, yet a little while the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness does not overtake you. He who walks in darkness doesn't know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of light. Yahushua said these things, and he departed and hid himself from them. So we have to understand that if we're calling ourselves the children of light, we're calling ourselves the children of Yahushua. See, when darkness come upon us, we don't have to worry about where we're going, because we have the light of the truth within us. We hear his voice. So we're going to be able to navigate through this darkened world, because we're listening for his voice. As the scriptures say, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know the way, because Yahushua is leading us the way we should go. Yahushua has set an example for us. Yahushua had faith in his Father, and he did the will of his Father. And he demonstrated that to humanity when he was here on the earth. From here, we're going to go to John chapter 3, verse 14. And it reads, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. See, we're in the midst of the wilderness now. And as we lift Yahushua up, the world is having an opportunity to see him through us. Because that light that is in us, that he has given us, is shining forth. Because he has given us the way to eternal life. And we're hearing what he is saying. And we're speaking his truth in this world. So there's no reason for us to fear. No reason for us to fear. From here, we're going to go to Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. And it reads, now therefore, respect Yahweh and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt and serve Yahweh. If it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose this day whom you will serve. Rather the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Things that the Father brought to my mind in regards to this was last week's lesson, and how talking about the pennies, how over the years in our lives we have gathered pennies, pennies, pennies. And these pennies, she brought to my understanding, was our own isms and schisms, our own ideologies. So when he had me read this scripture, he brought to mind that, you know, for these gods, these are the different pennies that we have gathered over the years from the different people that we have come across. And we have to get rid of those pennies. Got to get rid of them. Get rid of them. Because they're not doing us any good. And because we have these pennies and we have these different ideologies and we interact and we deal with different people and we take on some of their ideologies, we have to get rid of those things. Because sometimes those things cloud our judgment, cloud our view, put a veil in front of the light that we have. We have to get rid of those things so that we can continue to see clearly. So from here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 to 18. And it reads, "Now, Yisrael, what does Yahweh, Yael, require of you but to respect Yahweh, Yael, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh, Yael, with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Behold, Yahweh, Yael." To Yahweh, Yael, belongs heaven and the heavens of heavens, the earth with all that's therein. Only Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them and to choose their seed after them, even you above all people, as at this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked, for Yahweh, your El, is the El of Elohim and the Lord of Lords, the great El, the mighty, and the awesome, who doesn't respect persons nor take reward. He does execute justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner, and giving him food and clothing." The Father took me here because he wants us to know that he loves everybody. And he wants everybody to have an opportunity to love him. And we can show that as we lift him up and support him as he supports us. He is our insurance. We are insured by him. But we have to choose to be insured by him. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall never see them again. Yahweh will fight for you, and you shall be still." So we have to understand this. The scriptures tells us that Yahweh will fight for us. But we have to believe and have faith and trust that he will do what he say. Romans chapter 14, verse 5, and it reads, One man esteems one day as more important. Another esteems every day alike. Let each man be fully assured in his own mind. The Father took me here because everybody is not at the same level. And because everybody is not at the same level, each man has to understand his walk with the Most High. And the Most High will explain it to him, will give him the understanding that he needs so that he can respect him, so that he can love him, so that he will listen to him and walk according to his ways. Each man has to choose. Just like in the beginning, we started off with, let your yes be yes and your no be no. If you choose to walk with Yah, he will give you the understanding that you need in regards to the decision that you made. Choose to walk with him. And if you choose not to walk with him, he'll give you understanding of why you should walk with him by allowing you to see those who do walk with him. Sorry about that, fans. I looked up and I had another page and I didn't have it. So from here, family, we're going to go to Proverbs. And it reads, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And it reads, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. See, the understanding that we lean on is his understanding. As the scriptures say, let this mind be in you. And what mind is that? The mind of the Messiah. And if we have the mind of the Messiah, then we will do the will of the Father. Because that's what Yahushua did. He did as his Father spoke to him. And if we have the mind of the Messiah, then we will do it. What Messiah sends to us. We will understand the authority that he has given to us, and we too will do the will of the Father. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. It reads, wisdom is supreme. Get wisdom. Yes. Though it costs all your possessions, get understanding. See, we have to understand why we do what we do. We have to understand the choices that we make. Psalms chapter 61, verse 3. And it reads, for you have been a refuge for me, a strong tower from the enemy. See, we have to understand that Yahweh is a strong tower for us. He protects us from our enemy. As we go through Egypt, cloud that's leading us. He's that fire that's protecting our rear at night. Psalms 91, verse 4. And it reads, he will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings, you will take refuge. His faithfulness is your shield and your rampart. You understand, family? He is protecting us. He takes us under his wings. That is our shield from the fiery darts of the enemy. He is fighting for us. But we just have to do our part, Tim, and have faith in him. And do as he say. Psalms 46, verse 10 and 11. Be still and know that I am Yah. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Yahweh of armies is with us. The El of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. So family, that's the end of today's lesson. It's a real short one. It's a real short one today, but it's just to reiterate who we serve. We serve a loving and caring El, one who protects us from dangers seen and unseen. We just have to have faith in him. We got to lift him up. Just like we learned last week in regards to relationships, we have to be good, do our part in this relationship because he's doing his part. We can't turn to other deities. We can't turn to Allstate for our insurance or Geico for our insurance or State Farm or Nationwide or all those other insurance companies that's out there. See, these other insurance companies point to these other deities that's out there that people run to for insurance, run to for protection. Who are you running to? Who are you insured with? For my household, I'm going to read this scripture again. Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. Actually, it went from 14 to 15, but I'm going to read it all. Now, therefore, Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. See, I'm going to stop here for a minute. Sincerity. See, we can't be like, you know, like that pig and only run to Yahweh when we need him the most. You know, or we can't be like that crab and waiting for something to fall down to the bottom of the ocean, fall down to us and give us a little nourishment. Can't be like that camel sitting back and talking a good game, talking that word, but our walk is all messed up. You know, we can't be like that eagle flying around, seeing what it can eat, eating that meat. You know, we can't be running around here trying to get into arguments with people to show what we know, because we don't know anything. We have to be sincere in what we're doing. In that truth of Yah, demonstrating that character of Yah that he showed through his son. As they said, the fruit of the Spirit. See, that fruit, singular, but it has many characteristics. See, and that's what we're supposed to represent, the body of the Messiah. Different moving parts, different functions, but one body. one entity. We have to function together as an entity with Yahushua as our head, allowing his words to flow, allowing his mind to guide us, to control us. Put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the rivers in Egypt and serve Yahweh. If it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in those days in the land in which you dwell. But as for me and my household, we will serve Yahweh. You know, some of us grew up in households that were Christian. Some of us grew up in households that were Muslim. Some of us grew up in households that were free falls. But he has given us an opportunity to be a part of his house. Now we have to choose, do we want to be a part of his house, or do we want to continue to reside in the house, in the home of our parents, or the home of our friend, or the home in which we were raised in? Because we have to get rid of those things in order to be functioning properly in the house of Yahweh. Beth Yahweh, the house of Yahweh. We're not called Beth Yahweh for no reason, for nothing. There's a reason why we're called Beth Yahweh. Think about that one for a minute. Hold on for a minute, family. I should know this, but I just want to end this particular lesson a little differently. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise ye Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, Yahushua. Thank you, Yahushua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah, we love you. Yah, we love you. Yah, we love you. Yah, we love you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Merciful Father, as we come before thee, we ask of thee to give us the strength that we need to overcome the obstacles that we are faced with currently. We ask of thee to continue to give us the strength that we need to overcome. We ask of thee to give us the wisdom that we need to overcome. Father, we know that you're going before us. We know that you're behind us. For we need your strength. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to help our unbelief so that we can be strong in you, strong in your word, strong in your son. Give us what we need. Help us to tighten up our armor that we have. Help us to pull that armor out the closet if we got it in the closet. Help us to shine it up. Give us what we need so that we can go to war, so that we can battle this small skirmish and overcome. Continue to give us that fruit of thy spirit. Continue to give us the integrity of thy son, Yahushua, so that we can stand together in unity to overcome this obstacle. For this is not the first, and this will not be the last obstacle that we will be faced with. But let this be a training ground, a training exercise for us, to get ourselves right in you, O Father. We ask of thee to continue to protect the weak. We ask of thee to continue to strengthen the strong. We ask of thee to be what we need you to be. Father, we thank thee for thy love, thy kindness, and we thank thee thy son, Yahushua, who strengthened us in our time of need. May we continue to lift him up and support him as he supports us. Thank you, Father, once again, for giving us the opportunity to come to your Sabbath day, a day in which you say you will sup with us to hear. Give us eyes to perceive and give us legs to walk according to your righteousness. I ask this on behalf of Israel and all of the listening audience and all of those who cleave to your will, Father. In the name of Yahushua, I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Shalom, Yisrael. May you all have a peaceful slumber. And remember that Yahweh, and Yahushua got your back. Shalom, family, and have a peaceful slumber.
Ain't no need to worry, 'cause the night is gone. Heavenly voices, speak to me. Heavenly voices.